Hello, everyone, and welcome to our fourth week of FPF Junior Action. So, kicking off our game recaps for this week, we have the Chomedey Powder Blues facing off against the Huskies. So, this game finished 20-28, with the Huskies taking it by a narrow 8-point win. And while the Chomedey Powder Blues are the only ones to win this year, unfortunately, this is probably the biggest scare the Huskies have had all season. Prior to this game, you know, they had a perfect record. They only gave up 32 points all season, including this game. So, out of all the points they gave up all season, 20 were in this game. And it was actually the closest call they've had all season. If you look at the Huskies, you know, they've been winning games 34-0, 25-6, 12-0, 20-0. Their defense has been outstanding and their offense has been good, but they haven't needed to be great. They just scored enough points, you know, to put stuff on the board. Last time these two teams played, the Huskies won 12-0. So the Powder Blues went from scoring 0 points to scoring 20 in this game, which is really a great sign of improvement from our Chomedey Powder Blues. You know, if we look on the Husky side of things, they didn't need to do very much in the passing game. They completed, I think, 3 passes for a total of 40 yards and 2 TDs. So really, those totals are small but impressive enough. Where they really got the job done was also in the rushing game, where they ran again 3 times. 2 of those runs were good for 40-yard TDs, one by Gabriel Marinaroli, another one by Adriano Rossi, and a 3rd run rounding the bench by Ryan Stanfill, which was good for 16 yards. You know, an impressive run, but not a 40-yard touchdown run. On the receiving side of things, I think this is the hero of this game has to be for the Huskies, Gabriel Marinaroli. He had a 40-yard touchdown pass, 2 receptions for 47 yards, and a touchdown. And to go along with all that, he had a tackle and a defended pass on defense, along with a 40-yard touchdown run on offense. Oh, and for good measure, he scored a 2-point convert. That being said, frankly, this worries me a bit from the Huskies, the fact that they only completed 3 passes. I think pretty much the biggest issue from the Chomedey Powder Blues in this game was their tackling. Had they made 3 or 4 more tackles, well, that would have stopped pretty much 2 or 3 touchdowns, and they might have won this game 20-14 or whatever. Because really, if you look at this, they had 3 6-plays on offense, which actually moved the ball for them. And 5 of those offensive plays were good for 40-yard touchdowns. So if, you know, on 2 of those long plays, they've been able to make a tackle, especially on those runs, this game would have looked very different. So if I'm the Chomedey Powder Blues before their playoff game, I just practice tackling. They can throw the ball. They can catch the ball. But they need to learn how to tackle. So, you know, this isn't like tackling and tackle football. You need to pull those flags off the hip. So run some little drills, get them one-on-one with defenders in space, plant both your hands on the hips, grab the flags, yank off, and just practice that 5 times as a player. And once your player is finally flagging well, I think you could go really a long way in the playoffs because, you know, offensively, they did a lot of very good things. Leading the charge in the passing game was probably Peter Kukuris, who, despite only attempting 7 passes, completed for a total of 12 yards and a touchdown. Most impressively, Nicholas Dolgater, Ava Pacheco, and Peter Kukuris. You know, they completed a total of 6 passes, attempted 11, and threw 0 interceptions, which is absolutely key. You know, you need to have that clean interception sheet, which is really what they did. And another thing that's worked well, they spread the ball. I don't think anyone had more than 2 receptions on this team, which is a great way to keep the opposing defense going. So really, even though the Chomedey Powder Blues lose the game 2020, it's a ton of positives for them. I think if they're just, you know, 2-3 tackles away from being the best team in the division. So I probably see the Chomedey Powder Blues making it through the first round of the playoffs. And frankly, if you're looking for a team to cause an upset and beat the undefeated Huskies, look no further than the Chomedey Powder Blues. They're really just a few tackles away from winning a championship.